It's Chad Upton. Last night, round one of the tournament, Pisgah off to a great start right there, knocking off a team that came in with a 9-2 record, a team that had not seen many losses, especially on the back half of the season, a conference champion, made a two-hour trip to get up there, hadn't seen them but a couple of times in the last 20 years, which had been split so far as, in terms of wins and losses, but hadn't seen this bunch very much over the course of our histories, but Pisgah had a close game for a good portion of the game. In the second half, pulled away, finally got that two-score advantage, and we're off and running. And I know you got to have a good feeling right now, Coach, about where your team is, the way they perform. That's 2 weeks in a row now that we've gotten really, really big wins that we needed. And it's a good feeling, I think, as someone that supports this football program, but it's also a good place to be in terms of where your football program is right now, with a big opportunity coming up next week as well.
We do, and a lot of things going on right now, and I'm very appreciative of Veterans Day. I want to make sure we mention that. And I got one of my coaches who's a veteran sitting right here beside of me, and want to make sure that we show the appreciation is due to those guys and everything that's been done for our country. So really proud to be in this county. Seen some really good programs the last couple of days. My daughter was involved in one at the Canton Middle School. Mm-hmm. And anyways, wanted to make sure we talked about that just a second on the radio this morning. But game last night, was a really good game. Coach Rogers, said it best after the game was over with. He said that was a glimpse of how well we can play. Mm-hmm. And I thought that team that played last night was really on. We got challenged, having to travel first round in the playoffs. Played a team that was 14-0 in the conference the last 2 years. Hadn't been touched in their conference, averaging a lot of points. And just a great challenge for our kids. And it was a very physical ball game. We knew that it was going to have to be. And I thought that, there was some excitement in the air. There was some energy that I hadn't seen in a while, backs against the wall type thing. And I thought our kids came out fighting.
You also, I think going in last night felt like that one of the places that you had an advantage was up front. And we saw, and I think particularly in the second half with some of the big carries that Rome had, but we saw particularly in the second half, but really all the way throughout, that at the point of attack, a place that we felt like we had an advantage. Certainly turned out to me, seems to me like we did have that advantage. And on the defensive side, too, wasn't just what was going on up front offensively, but on the defensive side, too. Thought we did a great job containing their quarterback play. Got a number of tackles that were, behind the line of scrimmage, and particularly on that quarterback last night.
It was one of those games where it was going to have to come down to really all three phases, even the special teams, because they had the good returners that were back deep. We never tried to get that ball, kicked to those guys. We tried to get it up on that second and third row, and thought our kickers did a really good job. Our coverage was pretty good last night as well. Very shifty, skilled people. Obviously, I know you listened to the game or watched the game last night if you were there. The tailback that they had was averaging. He was averaging almost 160 yards a game. Was up over 1,700 yards for the season. And he had 25 carries last night for 59 yards. I thought our defense, did a really good job. And he was hard to get down. I mean, there's no telling how many of those yards, those 59 mm-hmm. yards, were after first contact. I mean, he just hard to break down. The good wide receiver they had, number 7, averaging about 80, 90 yards a game. We held him to 27. So I thought defensively we held those in check. The one that we hadn't seen a whole lot of was the freshman fullback. And certainly he burned us 2 touchdowns early in the game. Man, what speed that kid's mm-hmm. got just to be a freshman. He's going to be a monster for them, for the next 3 years. But thought we just did a really good job there offensively. We had to take advantage of what they were giving us. They were loading up in the box, mm-hmm. Causing us some problems. And thought our offensive guys did a great job of spreading them out, getting in some empty sets, giving our kids a chance to make some plays out in the open field. And, we had 6 different receivers touch the ball last night. So thought we distributed the ball really well. And then once we got up in that fourth quarter, we really were able to lean on Rome a little bit and that offensive front and really started pounding. So, just a great, great game last night. Certainly it was well played. and well coached. I thought our coaches did a really good job in preparation this week as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a joint commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, take me back to last weekend in terms of the bracket announcements. Obviously, there were some changes that were made. We spoke a little bit last night with regard to the information that perhaps the state was using initially, not matching up with exactly where it needed to be as far as, you know, being current and reflective of everything that had happened through last Friday night. What was your thinking around, and you know, the bracket releases? Did you have any conversations around that with anybody, and how did that progress over the day on Saturday?
You know, really didn't have much conversation about it. You know, through the years that we've watched these brackets come out, there's always been change. You know, they always sent out that preliminary. They actually sent it out really early, which was a surprise. They had that first preliminary bracket out by about 11 o'clock, which we usually didn't see anything until 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
So, you know, once they got that one out, obviously it had us bracketed with Shelby to start with. So we just kind of started watching it there, and finally the High School Athletic Association realized they weren't up to date.
Right.
They were still using the Max Preps rankings from the week before. You know, once they inputted the current one, they were able to make some changes. Obviously, they put us in a bracket there with Wilkes Central. Again, we didn't wait, and we didn't start trading film really until about 6 o'clock that afternoon. Once we did that, we just started kind of looking at film a little bit. Now, it changed our schedule up, too, because we usually meet on Saturday morning. So we didn't meet until Sunday evening.
Right.
Had a chance to watch a little film before we got in there and make a few phone calls. I coached with Jeremy Funderburk and some of the people. He was the head coach at Wilkes Central when they came to Pisgah a couple of years ago and won.
Right.
Jeremy is the defensive coordinator at Star Mount now, and I coached with Coach Funderburk in that East-West All-Star game a couple of years ago with Wyke and McKinley Brown,
right,
and I got a good relationship with him. So I called Jeremy Sunday morning and talked to him just a little bit because they play in that conference as well. That was one of our films, and you know, got a little information about them, kind of some of their personnel and those things. But you know, we reached out and leaned on some people to try to help us out and seeing where that team was at and you know what they were all about. And again, I appreciate the help that we got from some of those people.
You again playing against a team that you're probably not going to have an opportunity to see much. Probably didn't have a lot of common opponents. I didn't go back and look at the schedules to see if there were any. But again, they presented some matchup problems with their skill people, and I thought that what we did, particularly on defense last night, really hemmed that down. When we've spoken about this a number of occasions, and one of the things that we pointed out at the end last night was how much we were able to shut them down in terms of yardage in the second half. And I know you go back to the first half of the game, you take out two plays that really minimizes their total output. But again, this is probably the fifth or sixth time that I've seen this, at least this year, where we cut down the opposing team's offensive output in the second half by half or even more, and we saw that again this week.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at the stats right now. 224 yards we gave up in the first half. You mentioned the two long runs that were probably 70 yards or better. On both of those, that's probably 140 yards. That 224 from the freshman fullback, which again is a really good runner. But we went from 224 in that first half to 89. Defense held them to 89 yards in the second half, and we sit there. We had 68 yards rushing and 21 yards passing is what we gave up in that second half. So really a good job by our defense. But I tell you, I think a lot had to do with the physicality part of it too. You know, being up at halftime, don't know if they've seen that before. You know, and we were able to kind of impose our will just a little bit as we got especially deeper into that second half and the fourth quarter. You know, they had 313 yards total. 18 first downs. I mentioned what number one and number seven were averaging per game. Offensively for us, man, we had 113 yards rushing, 225 yards passing, 338 total. We had 16 first downs. Mm-hmm. We had a 100-yard passer. We had six different receivers touch the ball last night. That's not including, you know, the carries that we had in the backfield. So just thought our staff did a really good job of, you know, again, putting our kids in a situation to be successful. And that's what it comes down to. Now, if we get out in open field and we can't make those plays, and, you know, at least as a coach, you can sit there and say, you know, we got them in the right place. But you saw last night that they took advantage of those things.
Oftentimes last year, in the games that we won, we were successful. We operated on a short field. And last night, multiple times, we were operating on a short field. So, and a lot of times their drives were starting, you know, at the 20 or around there, whereas we were starting at midfield a lot of times. I thought we took advantage of the fact that their punting game, their kickoff game wasn't really as dominant as some of the teams that we've played over time, and gave us, again, a chance to operate on a short field, which gives you better opportunities, certainly on both sides, to limit their scoring as well as giving ourselves a chance to score, too. And, again, we took advantage of that element last night in a big way.
Well, you look at the special teams last night, that was one place. Their kicking game was one place that we felt like they were weak, especially on their kickoffs. You know, if anybody was watching the game last night, we totally wholesaled the front line on the kickoff return team. We put our skill guys up there and took some of our linemen off because we were afraid of the short kicks that we were getting. But we started, we had three kickoff returns that got past the 50.
Right.
So we were on their side of the field for three drives coming off of their kickoff. Our kickoff team, we had two that we put past the 20, which I thought was phenomenal as well. We did miss a PAT, mm-hmm. and we missed a field goal, but I just thought we were solid. I thought our punt return was solid. You know, certainly some things we got to clean up a little bit, but, you know, it took all three parts of our offense, defense, and special teams to get a win. And, it was fun watching our kids when we can play at that level.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Again, staying with you know, last night, kind of some of the things that we saw. You know, obviously, you know, you always want to rely on your upperclassmen, but we saw a lot of underclassmen last night, Coach, that had big impacts, sophomores and freshmen, and there were a number of them out there that, you know, are making a big impact for us, and part a big reason why we are where we are right now too.
They are. You know, we've had some of the JV kids that came up, you know, from the conference championship team. Whether they were on special teams or on offense or on defense, you know, played a lot of those kids last night. And it's always exciting to get them some more time in to see how far they've come. And certainly they were a big part of our win last night. You know, obviously we were talking about, you know, the receivers that were out there, six different ones. You know, mm-hmm. two of them were freshmen mm-hmm. and one of them was sophomore. So certainly half of those six were, you know, underclassmen. And, you know, certainly, you know, it makes the – looking down the road exciting for us, but you know, again, just thought our kids you know, played really well. About the only place that I can really sit back and say I thought we struggled a little bit was penalties. First time, you know, working with that officiating crew, inner Piedmont, I think I'm looking at my card this morning. Really good guys. Had good conversations with them before the game. And when you get in a really physical ball game like we were, and, you know, a little bit of chippiness, you would say, from their side, got a little mouthy on the field, and, of course, after the game as well. But
is that right?
High penalties, you know, obviously we had 13 penalties last night. They had 12. So it was pretty even, you know, when it came to that. But, you know, that's part of it. Obviously you're going to deal with things like that when you're playing a real physical football game. And we had to play that style last night to be successful.
And I thought you were right. I mean, you know, sometimes in the first couple of rounds until the state starts assigning officials, you worry about that a little bit, especially when you're making trips. But it wasn't anything unless it was balanced last night. I mean, they, you know, didn't really key in on one team versus the other. I thought that they overall did a really good job.
We had maybe one or two pass interferences,
right,
that I thought were questionable. But for the most part, I mean, they were pretty legit, and they were really good to talk to. You know, I called one timeout and went out and talked to the white hat for a few seconds and talked to him right before halftime. The guy we had on our sideline was really good. He really worked with us well. You know, if we had somebody we wanted to take a look at, he was always there listening, and, really enjoyed working with him, throughout the night.
I know you want to make mention to some degree about accommodations, about us getting up there in terms of travel and all, but there's one thing that I'll sort of point out as a little element. As far as at halftime, I was a little concerned that our kids weren't necessarily able to get back in the locker room and warmed up at halftime. Was that a decision that we wanted to do that, or were there just not the spaces available?
No, the space was available. The problem was that the locker room was right next to theirs. So you had a wall that was in between. You could kind of hear both locker rooms.
Gotcha.
Felt like, you know, that it was a decision we needed to make to keep us out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it got just a little bit cold because we weren't moving, but we didn't get inside and get warmed up and then come back out and get cold again. So I thought as far as that goes, you know, we were pretty good acclimated to the weather. We took our heavy capes last night for our kids to stay warm on the sidelines. We had some of those kids put those on last night, and I just thought staying out was the best decision to make. And it kept our kids focused on the game and not other things going on.
I want to go back and hit on this, too, because I think this is very important. Obviously, we had a situation there where we had a three-game losing streak there towards the tail end of the year. A lot of times we see teams and kids, and we talk about this. I've been talking about this for 12 years in terms of broadcasting. When we get late in the year, seeing teams that you can tell are ready to fold it up, ready to be done with it and move on to wrestling, move on to basketball. But the two elements, again, big picture-wise, I thought you guys did an outstanding job at not only having a game plan that was going to be successful and having to sort of do some of that on the fly with some change, but you also had them mentally prepared to play. And your kids are still hungry, Coach. And I think that's such a big deal. Now you're going into a situation next week against a team that everyone, I think, should believe has a chance to win and move on even to the third round. But again, it goes back to that nucleus of the team and them having the belief right now, too. And I know that that's something that you guys spoke a lot about probably over the week last week.
We had some unselfish play. I think when you look at last night, you know, especially on those special teams where we made some changes and put a few kids in just based off of what they were doing to give us a better chance to be successful. I never had a kid that we brought out and replaced, you know, hang his head or you know, anything like that. They understood the situation. Obviously, you know, we were dealing without White last night because of the injury from the previous week. And, again, I mean, you're just talking about unselfish play, you know, coming in there and being able to make plays, being able to do the things we needed to do up front. And it all started with a week of preparation. I thought our coaches did a really good job. Guys, we practiced yesterday morning. We came in at 10 o'clock, came in. I came in with them, stretched them on the field, went through all of our special teams, went through some defensive stuff. As a matter of fact, Wyck and Corey both got together, and I told them, I said, put us together about 10 plays y'all want to call, because it was just me yesterday. I let the coaches have the morning off, and, you know, they put together some plays that we'd worked on that week and wanted to call, and, you know, we let Wyck signal them in and go through that whole set. So I just thought you saw a team working together as a whole to win a ball game.
And they're still having fun.
And that's the big thing. You know, that was the rally cry that we had all week was not yet.
Yeah.
You know, we're not done yet.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Hometown Hardware has all-out fall savings. Extra-large camo relaxer chair, $69.99. Infrared heaters, $129.99. Hometown Hardware now carries WeatherTech and Southern Grind case knives. 10 free bags of ice with the purchase of any Orca cooler. For those cold nights ahead, Duraflame 3-pound fire logs, $11.99. And all Lodge products are 10% off. Hometown Hardware, 3 locations, 1 near you. Your big box alternative.
Still got a few things we want to mention here. First of all, you know, go back to last night, playing on a natural surface in an environment that, you know, obviously we're not familiar with. And it was a, you know, an interesting look. I remember, you know, we spoke about the fact of how far away we felt we were in the press box from the field of play, obviously a track field. And then the bleachers in front of us had a really shallow angle, too. So we were a long ways away. But in terms of the playing surface, you know, that on the outside, I'm sure that was just straight Bermuda. That had already turned, and it was already that darker color. You know, there was patches of some green in the natural, or the inside the white lines as far as the field goals goes. But we saw some instances, I think it probably impacted, at least negatively impacted them more than it did us. But there were some footing issues last night too, especially as the temperature dropped and that dew and ice probably started forming on the surface.
You know, it wasn't because the field was in bad shape. It was very thick.
Right.
You know, when I talked to Coach Funderburk earlier, you know, on Sunday, I asked him about the field conditions because, you know, he was there for so long, and he said, Coach, it's going to be a really good field, good and tight. He said it will have a big crown. He said that middle will really slope to the sidelines, and, you know, he was right. But as far as the thickness of the field, it was good. You know, we actually changed some cleats at halftime. Justin Davis was struggling just a little bit, you know, keeping up with number 7 early, being able to break on his cuts. And we got him to switch cleats with another one of
a longer,
just a different style, trying to get a little bit better grip. And Jeremiah Turbyfield, we switched his cleats out for Justin's, and thought he had a little bit better footing, you know, there in the second half, which helped us. But, you know, it was certainly, you know, something that we looked at. We tried to get there a little bit early so we could get the kids on the field and just see what we were working with. But anytime you get on a field like that, especially a thick one, your kicking game comes into play, especially your PAT and stuff like that. And, you know, the first extra point that Angel missed, which is, you know, uncharacteristic of him, had a dip right there where they had it marked at, you know, for the PAT. And those guys had been going for two pretty much all year long and not kicking extra points. So I guess it was just something that they didn't worry about or concern themselves with. But we got Angel to back up a little bit farther than usual, you know, so he could get that placement foot a little bit better. And, you know, he was able to drive home the other ones.
We don't have the opportunity to have the spot somewhere that we wanted in between the hashes.
Well, it was just it was a dip that ran probably about 5 yards wide.
Okay.
So you know, it was kind of a little bit of a, not a hole, but when that place foot goes down and it dips down, it makes him get under the ball, or, you know, just hit it differently. And certainly we saw that last night in that one PAT.
You guys, and we've done this several times in the past, it's a good choice, decided to go with Young Transportation to get us up there. They do a terrific job. That's one more thing that doesn't have to be a negative as far as the long trip. I'm sure you guys made plans for the kids to eat on the way, and of course, without school yesterday, you didn't have to worry about, you know, getting them out of class and then making the transition up there. But that process worked out, sounds like, pretty well too.
That is one of my proudest moments for our program is going on the road when we got a trip like that. And when we, you know, travel on those charter buses, and we took 105 kids and coaches
right.
yesterday on two charter buses and a van from Ken Wilson for our coaches to be on.
Right.
And we ate at Cracker Barrel and Hickory. And for those kids to walk in there, to look the way we looked, well, the wait staff came back and complimented us on how well our kids behaved,
That's
how they
awesome.
Acted, really makes me proud
Absolutely.
Of where we're at. You know, our athletic department with Coach Crook, you know, something that they wanted to do and to put us on those charter buses. But it is just such a huge representative of our program. And I'll be honest with you, Chad, this is one of the reasons that I came here. I wanted to be at a place that we could take care of the kids like we needed to represent our school the way we needed to. And last night was just it was a big moment for me. I really enjoy traveling like that. And, you know, Coach Ansley with the cheerleaders, Coach Tammy, you know, mm-hmm. set up our pregame meals and got everything taken care of. And her girls, you know, is just one more facet of who we are. And I enjoy that trip. It just makes us look really good.
And I mentioned this several times too. And I think all of us are very proud of what Tammy's doing with that group. But you know, on a sidebar, they're part of it. You know, you guys include them. And I think with our marching band too, it's one unit. Everyone has different roles, but it's one unit, and we work together. And that's a really cool deal about this place too, isn't it?
You know, when you can see your football team and your cheerleaders roll in on two charter yeah. buses and, you know, come off those buses, and you all look the same, yeah. and it just it brings a lot of class to our program, and I'm certainly proud of the whole program, not only just the football, but the cheerleaders and obviously the band as well, and everybody that's a part of what we're doing right now.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton, Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Coach, our final segment this morning. I know that you're very proud of our fans, too, last night. It traveled well, and certainly want to see that again next week. There's a big opportunity for us next week going over to Franklin. I know there's going to be a lot of excitement around the program this week for that. That's great for everybody. But, again, I know that you're proud of our fans and their support last night, too.
I thought we traveled really well, you know, especially we got out there on the field a little bit after 6 o'clock with our kids, and, you know, we were already getting some fans that were coming in. Just thought that it was a it felt, other than the natural surface in a different place, it felt like we had the advantage, you know, from the crowd size. I thought our crowd was loud. Had quite a few that were down on the track, you know, cheering as well. So, obviously, that's a big part of who we are, you know, also. You know, when we're playing other teams, places we've never been. But that could be no bigger than next week's ball game.
Right.
I mean, I hope that we have a great crowd over there, and loud and rowdy crowd, and I'm certain they will as well. And, you know, should be a really good ball game.
There's a lot of energy on the way home last night among the kids, and a belief, I'm sure, that they can go over there and win next week.
You know, especially when you get into the, you know, second round, third round, if you're lucky enough to get to that point.
Yeah.
You never prepare, you know, to go lose a ball game.
Yeah.
Even last year when we played South Point, which was a phenomenal team, you know, we didn't prepare that week to go down there and lose. You know, we prepared the best we could to get our kids ready. And we'll do the same thing this week as well as we travel over to Franklin. Going to be a really good ball game. 17-13 the first time we played these guys, you know, at home. You know, obviously we're going over there to their home field this time.
But played on natural surface again.
You know, be on the natural grass again. They do a really good job on that field, probably one of the best fields and grass fields in Western North Carolina. They put a lot of time and effort into those field, into that field over there. They don't play any other sports except the high school and JV football on it. So it will be in good shape. I haven't looked at the weather forecast for the outlook, but, you know, again, just excited about being where we're at. Excited to see our team playing at the level they are. You know, we had a big team meeting that Monday before we played Brevard.
Yeah.
And really made sure we got everything straight with some issues we were dealing with. And I thought since we had that meeting, our team has come back to where we were early in the year.
Certainly a lot of excitement around the program right now. I certainly invite all of our fans to make the trip over to Franklin on Friday. If you can't, we want you to join us. 6:30 will be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7:30 kickoff will be right here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.